Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Do you think you know how to load the dishwasher? Everybody thinks they know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Except some of us do.
Oh, you're one that does definitively? How do you know that you know definitively? Because everyone thinks they know, Owings.
How do I know? My gosh, do you think I don't research dishwashers and stuff and watch how to do it? And I mean, you know how my brain works. I got to know everything about this right this second. No, everything's in perfect nice rows and lines, and it's very organized. Always organized. I reorganize mine if one of my kids puts it in the wrong place. I go, no, This won't do. Because you can't fit in as much if you throw it in there all stupid.
There are some people who can always get like two or three more things in. Sounds like you're one of them. Mm-hmm. My wife is one of them. Kelly, I bet you're one of them.
Oh, yeah. And I'm gonna, I don't care where I'm at if I'm helping you do your dishes because we just had dinner over at your house and you load the dishwasher like you're a 5-year-old who's never done it before. I'm rearranging it so you can understand exactly how good this could be.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If I'm helping you with dishes, I'm rearranging. I'm showing you.
I've had an entire conversation with my girlfriend. In fact, like not long after we started seeing one another, I was at her house and I opened the dishwasher and I go, whoa. I go, what is this?
Some people do. They just throw it in there all willy nilly. Like, how do you close that and feel okay about yourself?
I go,
well, you know. The
worst is whenever we take out water glasses, there's always stuff in your glasses.
Yeah, I was going to say, the worst is when you
don't realize.
Yeah, like
it's blocking all the jets.
Or you put something in, that you accidentally put it in upside down, and then you open it up, and you have a tall water glass that's just filled.
One cup of gross, please.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Well, there's somebody's dishwasher went viral.
It should never be something that happens.
From Barstool
because they
had done such a poor job. And Steve's going to show you photos and we will describe the horrors that you see.
Yeah, it's not good.
The hell?
That's the good one. That's the one they're saying is an okay example because you're going to see a worse one in a second.
Right. They've got stuff in the dishwasher that you just shouldn't bother putting in there.
Like
those
what?
Flat cutting board things. Just wipe them off.
The colander.
And put them away. Same with colander. They take up so much room.
Chances are you just drained pasta into them.
Mm-hmm.
They barely need to be washed as
it is. I dry that out with a towel.
Yeah, it's not.
We're not
that,
even washing this
not
thing.
Not that big of a deal.
Are you kidding?
And stop putting Tupperware on the bottom shelf. Stop it. Tupperware goes on the top.
Why?
I don't know. It says it on the box.
It does. I do the same thing.
Yeah. Don't do that.
All right, Steve, if you could click on the photo there.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one that I think might drive you crazy.
See, that's just stupid.
It is.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody dumped all of the cups and everything associated with it just out of a drawer into the top of a dishwasher.
Somebody walked into the kitchen and they just had an armful, like two arms full of every cup and just said, open the dishwasher quick.
Just throw them in there. Yeah, I mean, I suppose the only way that's even remotely okay is if you're just running, like, they're already clean, but you just want to sanitize them.
That's not the case.
No, of course it's not.
Because
no one would do that.
Okay, what's the biggest problem with that, what you're seeing, Kelly?
The biggest problem, in my opinion? Okay, it seems like the obvious one is they threw everything in there. Except here's the thing. You can see in the top left corner, just a hint of somebody who kind of knows how to load the dishwasher, but still doesn't.
Right. What do you mean?
Because that's a massive glass bowl, and you know it could go under that massive glass bowl. Something smaller that could also be washed. So you're saving space.
Well, wouldn't that then block part of the bowl from getting cleaned?
You just put like a smaller one, like one of those smaller cups. Yeah. So that way you're saving space while this is just such a stupid way to do it. All the cups should be in one row. All the tops should be in between the cups so they don't rattle around everywhere. Your silverware, which everybody puts on the top, like the bigger kitchen utensils, should all just be lined up next to the cups. Why are you doing this?
Well, and not
you don't just lay them on top.
Well, and not to mention, the only way to wash a mug worse than putting it upright is to put it sideways.
Yeah. Sideways is bad.
I'll tell you what the worst part about this is.
Mm-hmm.
The existence of these. these stupid sippy cups that have the lids with the handles,
Steve,
and the little
and the straws
and the pop-in, the pop-in rubber top.
Preach, Steve. Yeah,
they're a pain. My God, they are a pain in the ass, no doubt.
Oh, I absolutely hate them. And we have so much. We have two children, and we have 300 of these cups because my wife is a cup hoarder. I called her out on it yesterday. She's like, "I'm still just searching for the perfect cup."
Steve, if you have a lot, how many do you think are in our house? We could run the dishwasher once a day just for the cups.
The thing that drives me nuts is none of them are the same, too. We have 15 different kinds that are all close.
Yeah. I'll bet every parent with young kids is having the same reaction as you.
When our kids were young, we kind of went through and sort of eradicated we found ones that we liked and we bought like 10 of them. And then got rid of everything else, and it made me so happy.
There are times where
so happy.
We'll be getting the kids ready for whatever meal, and Annette will say, "Oh, can you pour Evelyn some milk? Take out a cup. Oh no, not that cup. That one leaks. Why do we still have it then? Why are we holding on to this? What are we doing?"
Do you then throw it away immediately?
No, there's always a reason. Oh well, it's okay for blah blah blah, but not for blah blah blah. Oh, okay, all right. Yes, this makes a lot of sense to me.
All right, Steve, show the next photo that will trigger.
Okay.
The silverware are just piled in there like cordwood.
That's not good.
God. Yeah, and they're sideways. How did you even do that? That's those containers are not meant to go in that direction at all. Silverware, you know, holders go up and down. So, I mean, there's some debate whether or not you put them in like, you know, tines down or tines up. Fine, whatever. But sideways is not the way.
But it's tines up.
Tines down.
I do both. I do up and down.
I have to do up in ours because we have this little lid on the top.
Oh, just leave it up.
Mm-mm. No.
See, I put them down because, one, it gets them also clean. They're always clean when I take them out. Two, then when you're taking them out, you're taking them out by the handles and not by the part you eat with.
That's not a bad point.
So that's why I do it that way.
You just finish slapping the pigs before you empty the dishwasher? Yeah. I mean,
no, but still. I mean, I'm just saying.
Who wants
to grab a fork by the tines end?
I think that doing it all up or all down means it just makes me feel weird. I don't know how to describe it. It makes me feel like if you do them all down like hot wings, especially spoons, you're always going to have a little water stain on the spoon. And then if you do them all up, you're bound to stab yourself. Mm,
how would you get a water stain on your spoon?
I wouldn't want to do all down, though, because in our dishwasher, then they would... Like if I put two spoons in there,
you have to be careful not to have the spoons connect.
I don't want the spoons to spoon with each other.
Yeah, you've got to be careful.
That's how you could get a water stain on them.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah, that would do it.
Curious how water stains.
Didn't see that hard.
Well, I mean, but when a spoon is sideways, you know, I mean, there's not much to cling to, so that's why I was like, wow, how do you get a water?
Yeah, sometimes like that little pool of water that just sits on a spoon because it's been sitting downwards. I'm like, you're gross. You're going to go through another wash.
Do you ever wash your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher?
Definitely.
It depends on what's on them.
And how long
the dishes are going to be in there.
Yeah.
Because, like, I won't, like, if it's syrup and ketchup and stuff, leave it, man. It'll get it because it'll melt it right off there. But, like, avocado?
Never comes off.
Get it off there. Mayonnaise? Rinse that off your silverware because it'll turn it black.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You don't want black.
No. So rinse off mayonnaise and avocado. Or if you've made nachos or something, like in the microwave and get that cheese stuck on there, man, that's not coming off in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. So especially if it's going to be a couple of days before you run a load. But otherwise, no, dishwashers are meant to have dirty dishes in them.
I remember that old commercial from like the 80s and it was like, why do you wash the dishes before you wash the dishes? And it was for some soap or whatever detergent. I was like, that's right.
Yeah, it actually helps get them cleaner because it gives them stuff to cling to and then bounce around the machine.
Is there another picture here?
No, I think that's it.
Oh, it's a very frustrated woman.
Being very frustrated. Lady. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
So, yes, there are definitely right ways and wrong ways. All those pictures were most certainly the wrong ways.
Somebody says hot wings just became just saying guy. That is bad.
I'm just saying the truth is
knives down, forks and spoons up. Everybody knows that. That's this deck says. This person writes from Pennsylvania. Correct way is tines up. I do this stuff for a living. Take it from a pro. What?
Prof- professional dishwasher?
Oh, wow.
And maybe.
Well, I mean, I technically was a professional dishwasher for 2 summers.
Well, you're not. So.
And
you weren't a professional golfer because you worked at a golf course.
Well, I've loaded a dishwasher my
I got paid to be a dishwasher.
You've used a toilet your whole life. Are you a professional toilet user?
Yes. I would say
yes. Yeah.
Were you paid to use the
toilet? I can figure out a toilet. You know the ones that've got the 1 raindrop or the 3 raindrop? I know what that means.
What does it mean?
That 1 is for a light flush and the 3 is for a little heavier flush.
Yeah, one's for pee-pee and one's for poo-poo.
Yeah, exactly.
Just hit the 3 every time.
No.
Yeah.
Saves you time.
I mean, when in doubt.
That's true.
I mean, you're just going to hit the other one 3 times anyway. Just go for the big one. Go big or go home. That's what this says right on the toilet.
Yep, you're just draining all the rain from the planet.
You know what gives you the best flush? Poop in the dishwasher.
That's true.
Yeah, with the tines down.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.